The OTB Podcast Network. With Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.
10 to 9 at the moment. If you want to get involved in the conversations we're having, we'd love to hear from you. You can WhatsApp us, 0879 180 180. Now, I'm delighted to say Irish back row Anna Capeless is with us this morning. Anna, good morning to you. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. So we saw your tweets over the last couple of days and we thought we'd like to talk to you about them. You'd stuck up some comments from an Instagram post, I think it was, about the postponement of the Six Nations and some of the comments underneath that were pretty dumb from people. And then you screenshot them and replied. And I'm going to just read your replies here in case anybody misses or missed them. If you only knew what it takes, let's go back up to that one, sorry, Emma. If you only knew what it takes, the early mornings and late evenings, the 10 plus sessions you attend outside of your own job, the almost unbearable exertion you put your body through, the heartbreak of a selection that doesn't go your way and the toughness it takes to come back even stronger, the time away from family and friends, the card sent with apologies because you can't be at your best friend's wedding or birthday. If you only had a fraction of understanding of what it takes to play in the Six Nations, you wouldn't dare comment so flippantly. We don't just care about rugby, we are rugby. I can only imagine the people who are sitting on their couch lazily answering, thank God for that, no one cares, not elite sport, no one cares, no cares. Harry Dobson, 2006. Come on yourself, Harry. A real stand-up guy. I'm sure your man's proud. Yeah, so on a fair play to you, 2,500 likes on that tweet. Why did you decide that you wanted to go public with this and say, shut up, everybody?
This isn't the first time I've seen comments like that. They happen a lot, and often, you just have to scroll past them and you'll see like a lot of the replies to my tweets are like, just ignore them and don't let it get to you. And a lot of people saying, just ignore them. And, trust me, often I do and often we all do, but it struck me and a lot of others, like a lot of girls that I play with in the Premiership. And it kind of took off because, it was comment after comment after comment after comment after comment. Like that screenshot there it continues. So it was very apparent, like very obvious. Often you'll see one, maybe two, maybe three, but this was like a whole list of people saying no one cares. So we're all kind of jumping on the bandwagon, it seemed, Harry Dobson and his friends,
Harry doesn't have any friends. Harry.
Well, this is where they're trying to find friends, I think, because, they're just trying to get a laugh off each other and trying to, poke the bear, maybe. I don't know. I think they know as well that they can't get in any real trouble for, sending a small comment like that. But it kind of took off because a lot of players in the Premiership and a lot of Six Nations players kind of started to respond. And you can see in the comments as well, a lot of people were replying with, actually, I care, actually, I care, actually, I care. And then it just kind of took off as a bit of kind of an online hashtag movement. And, I know a lot of those girls that were tweeting and posting about it as well. And I just tweeted my thoughts on it, and tried to kind of put a spin on it that, if you do want to... not argue, but if you do want to shoot down someone like this that says something like, oh, I don't care about women's sport or whatever, that, someone might have read mine and say, actually, do you know what? They train 10 plus times a week, So just to kind of put it in perspective from a player's point of view, and it's not just about, I care. It's actually every decision I make in my life goes into this, not just, I care about this. No, I actually, it's so much more than that for so many players and any player in the Six Nations. Like it appeared on the profiles of, the English players, the Welsh players, Scottish. It's now started to reach like French and Italy, Italian players as well. So, it's often the way that you might just ignore it and scroll past it and whatever, because it's not worth engaging with these people really, but as a collective, as a whole, just kind of not even responding to them individually, but just kind of putting it out there, like, look, these are the comments. Can we drown this out? Like, it's a lot of negativity here. Can we show them that there's so much more positivity around this? And I think, like, my tweet and the tweets of the other girls as well, if you scroll through that thread, you can see that, or that hashtag, there's so much support for it, and there's actually so much more positivity. And hopefully, you know, a tweet like this will show that actually you should not always stay silent, but just, you know, drown out. And like, when you see posts about women's sport, comment something positive underneath. Don't let the negativity like filter in so strongly that it's a list of these, you know, negative, horrible comments. Like, so, you know, get involved and just, you know, put a message of support or a positive message underneath.
Yeah, I think like so often we're told don't feed the trolls and don't make this thing any bigger than it is, because actually that's the point of the people getting involved in the first place. But actually, certainly in a movement like the grassroots movement around women's sport in Ireland, if people hadn't stood up and said, no, hang on a second, that's enough, stop this, then it wouldn't have stopped. Like, changing something requires people to stand up and take risks, and unfortunately it has fallen to your generation as the first generation of full-time professional rugby players, and you know, and obviously some of your Ireland teammates aren't, but to be in that vanguard and to take the responsibility, and you know, it can be a lonely place, and that's why I hope you feel like you've got the support of the male rugby counterparts and the sporting apparatus in Ireland and beyond.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, you can see that from the tweet alone, and I noticed that there were quite a few Irish rugby male players that liked it as well. So it's something that they agree with too. You know, they're the same for them. So, you know, I'm sure they couldn't imagine people, you know, discrediting them so much by saying like no one cares or whatever, you know, about it. So there's definitely support, like especially in Ireland, like Irish people love sport so much. Like, we can't let trolls or whatever they are, these people who are trying to get a laugh and trying to make a dig and make themselves feel better somehow, we can't let that be a narrative anymore. It has to stop. Like, just you know, if you know someone, and hopefully that's what, you know, a conversation like this will kind of put out there and promote and put positive thoughts into people's minds, that you can shut down someone like that, and it's not the cool thing to say anymore. You know, if you're friends, male or female or whoever, you know, kind of say something about the women's game to, you know, discredit it or comment like flippantly like that, like, oh, turnover, or no one cares, or oh, like whatever, you know, that it's now, it's more popular now to say, yes, I can't wait to watch the women's game, or what was the score, or what about that player, and, you know the players' names and things like that. And you're right, like, we are the first generation to have the game moving on, like, so close to the professional era, but, you know, still amateur at the same time, but also the first generation to have to deal with social media. And we all, like, my teammates are all amazing role models, and, you know, we all have platforms to use, and, you know, it's not always, you know, you shouldn't be engaging all the time, let's say, with, especially with people like this. But I think when it's something that you can put a positive spin on, like, I hope I did that. And, like, you know, there's so many amazing people that support Irish women's rugby, and I don't want to take away from them. Like, their support is unbelievable. But now it's about reaching beyond that as well, and, you know, not just reaching to those people, but, like, reaching further than that as well, and building the support and getting, you know, more bums in seats, more participation in the grassroots level. Because some, like, conversations like this, they're the things that inspire young people, when, you know, you can see people talking about women's rugby, and, you know, a young girl thinking, like, actually, yeah, I think that could be me, because she hears about it all the time, and it's becoming more of a narrative. So hopefully that kind of, that will happen more and more.
Is it just internet trolls, Anna, or does this manifest itself in your real day-to-day situations as well, when it comes to dealing with humans in real life, I guess, as a sports person?
Yeah, it can happen. It's happening less and less. Like, certainly when I started rugby, the amount of or the number of people that would say, oh, is that touch, you know, that's gone now. I haven't been asked that in a long time. But there is still, I think, that element of surprise is gone when you tell people that you're a rugby player, or mostly gone, because of, you know, thanks to the media, you know, showing it more and it being more on the telly and things like that. But I think the biggest problem is online, because that's where you engage with sport, especially, you know, especially at this time during a pandemic where we can't, you know, go to the pub and see each other and talk about the games there. All our conversations are online about sport. So the social media content at the moment of clubs and sports brands and things is massively important right now, more than ever. And, you know, if you look at, like, I couldn't resist. I had to go and look at, you know, some of these trolls and who they were and were they real people, or, you know, what was the story? So I clicked into a few of them, and you can just see, like, on this Sky Sports page, for example, where all this kind of kicked off and all these comments were made. If you scroll through, you know, the other posts that they have on, there's so many passionate people talking about, you know, well, Aguero only gave 2 assists, blah, blah, blah. And like, oh, but that's not his position. Like, oh, like very fiery arguments about, you know, the position of a player, or how many goals he scored in how many games, and like very, very passionate about sport. But it's all happening online now. So I do think that that's the biggest stage for it at the moment. Whether that will, you know, kind of go back to normal once we're kind of out of the pandemic. But even, you know, even before the pandemic, you know, Twitter, there are just such hotspots for, you know, people bickering at each other because they're so passionate about sport, you know, especially like if you look at the UK, the Premiership, I mean the football Premiership, how passionate those fans are. Like that's not a limited resource. Like that can be extended, you know, into women's rugby, into women's sport, into, you know, other sports outside that. So I think that online is fueling a lot of that, really. So hopefully that kind of answers your question.
Well, it's really interesting because obviously online then you have a huge proportion of people who are able to make themselves anonymous. And with anonymity, you get the feeling that people realize that what they're expressing is an opinion that they know is wrong.
Yeah, definitely. They know it's wrong, and that's why they're seeing it, to watch it all go off around them. So that is a problem. Whether that will change in the future, whether it's something that... I think we as a, you know, as human beings need to learn how to deal with this. And, you know, there are often, you know, a company like Instagram constantly updating their terms of service and use so that they can catch people out like this. It's constantly evolving, like how you can behave online, and people will always find new ways of doing it. But I would agree with that they know that it's wrong. I would actually think that a lot of people that commented under this Six Nations post, no one cares. I don't actually think they genuinely believe that. I think that they were doing it just to have a dig at women's sports. Like, I think they know people care. That's why they commented. So, yeah, you're right. The anonymity is a problem and can lead to... It becomes worse then when people comment personally on a specific player. And, you know, the men at the moment, because the game is so much bigger, are really subject to that, because they've a bigger fan base, and again that passion of, you know, someone feeling very close to their team, so taking a dig at, you know, someone who's underperformed, or someone who's on an opposing team that they just don't like they can just go online and write whatever they want about it and kind of find some kind of entertainment or pleasure in that. So that is a problem that we all have to deal with, not just women in sport, but everyone.
And there's no repercussions for it. That's the problem when it comes to that. But I mean, look, in this case, what it has done is that it has drawn out support, and it has made that support coalesce. And you know, what happens from that, hopefully, is that people tune in when the games happen. We don't know when the games are going to happen. I don't know what your instinct is about when those games might happen. It's definitely an issue that they haven't just refixed the dates, and I realise that it's complicated why they haven't done that. But you know, in the absence of the tournament, what's your instinct about when that might actually happen?
We always have to prepare for the next maybe, because, you know, if it materializes, then you're, you know, 100% ready. So at the moment, like, we still have World Cup qualifiers to play. it looks like we might be able to get those played before the Six Nations starts. So that's kind of, you know, we were building towards the Six Nations, which is due to start in February, but that now obviously has been postponed. So it looks like our qualifiers could happen kind of March, April, and then June, May and June for the Six Nations. That's the kind of window we're aiming for. But again, you know, we know, you know, just like we've been tested all year, and any athlete and anybody in any profession with any plans is set to deal with, things could change, and they will change week to week. So right now we've a small bit of a pause in play, there's a bit of a pause on in the Premiership right now, and a break from Irish camps as well. So we'll see, you know, if numbers and cases of COVID start to come down and things start to improve, then that's when we can start to feel like, you know, yeah, okay, this can go ahead. But also, you know, with something like qualifiers and Six Nations, we're relying on the numbers in other countries as well. So totally out of our control. All we can do is just, you know, keep training, keep fit, and keep our eyes on the prize. And you know, that's not going to change. So we'll see. Nobody has the answer to that question right now. So yeah, just fingers crossed that it will all happen, and we can get our qualifiers and Six Nations played, like, you know, by the summer would be amazing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, we'll definitely check in with you before those games, and thanks a million for, you know, I'd say putting your head above the parapet and rallying the troops, because it is important. And I know it's not always easy to be the one who's making the decision to hit send on the tweet, but you did, and fair play to you, it really worked out.
Thanks very much.
That's Anna Capus there giving us some thoughts about what it's like to be a woman playing sport in Ireland at the moment. And you can follow her on Twitter as well. 087-9180-180 is the number.
The OTB Podcast Network, with Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural, protein-powered chicken bites.